This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1519. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 1st, DX and Station News from Alaska, France, Greece, Kurdistan, PNG. Reactivations from Australia and Brazil. Canada turns off DAB. China via Texas. Specials from Finland, Kuwait, and Sweden. QSLs from Uganda and Virginia. 11 meters hopping. Pirates in Reno and Illinois. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. The true schedule of KNLS in Alaska is somewhat confused. If you merely consult their website, you'll find they're on two frequencies from 08 to 18 UT in English, Mandarin, and Russian. The exact languages depending on which hour you're talking about. However, the WRTH update in May indicated one of their two transmitters was off the air and showed all their broadcasts were in Mandarin except for 1 hour of English at 1200 on 7355. Now, as Jimber Gaviria points out, they have redesigned their website, so we had another look. They still have that complete schedule on there, but if you go to the What's Going On page, you find that they do admit that you may be aware of problems with one of the two transmitters. The malfunctioning one is 25 years old, and the English hour is currently available on the second transmitter, 1 hour a day at 1200 on 7355. They said they hope to have the other 3 hours available soon, but during July, the English hour will continue to run encore presentations through July 31st and then resume first-run programs. KNLS frequency management leaves a lot to be desired since many of their chosen frequencies are blocked by stations in Asia, so it's difficult to determine if they're really on the air. Ron Howard in California checked the two frequencies scheduled at 14 to 15 UT and could not hear them on either one, but 11765 had a 500 kilowatt transmitter from China Radio International in English and some Chinese. However, on Haida Gwaii Island in northern British Columbia, where Walt Samaniev is again on a vacation to his cottage, he reports KNLS heard in Russian during the 17 UT hour, June 29th, on 11765. So at least there's one Russian broadcast remaining, and who knows, there may be more. I suppose at that hour, the one transmitter means they are not broadcasting in Chinese as scheduled on 9920. Gary Deacon, medium wave DXer at Fishhook, Cape Peninsula, South Africa, pulled in a new Australian on 1152 kilohertz. A test transmission of ABC News Radio. It was from Busselton, Western Australia on 1152, a new proposed ABC News Radio service for that area. There was a loop of a pre-recorded announcement. Further investigation found this news from the ABC website. The federal government has pledged additional funding for the expansion of new ABC News radio services into all centers around the country with populations of more than 10,000, subject to availability of spectrum, and will include over 80 frequencies by the end of this year. In the shortwave sites Yahoo group, Ian Baxter says, I can confirm that Radio Simban is back on the air, 2368.5 kilohertz from its third shortwave transmitter site in the southwestern part of Sydney at Leppington. It was heard June 26th at 0125 UT, that's near midday. He says, I'm not sure of the date it came on the air, but it was in the past week. And the shortwave antenna was removed from the former site at Merrickville between May 10th and June 15th. And then there were many other reports of it being DX'd. David Sharp, further away in New South Wales, was hearing it on June 26th, testing with frequent breaks in transmission. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan of NDXC tells us it was received for the first time in Japan June 24th at 15:35 by Hiro in Akita, also heard by Okamura in Kanagawa. Furthermore, it's reported by Morrison Hoyle in Victoria, heard June 29th at 11:30, 20 over 9, at his location near Melbourne. He said reception is good as the local Greek AM station, a few kilometers away, but these Greek singers all seem to sound as though they have acute stomach ache. Furthermore, the reactivated radio Simban made it to Walt Salmaniev's cottage near Masset, B.C., June 30th at 11:53. Good level of the Greek music at TuneIn and a call-in segment, the best I've ever heard them, he says. They had an ID at 12:35, still going strong and starting to fade at 12:44. For many of us in the Northern Hemisphere, there's far too much summer noise on the lower tropical bands, such as 120 meters, to hope of hearing much of anything. But if you keep trying and the thunderstorms are far enough away, you may still have some luck, since in the Southern Hemisphere they're in midwinter, and the signals are propagating well, at least as far as the equator. Another reactivation on 120 is Rádio Educadora de Limeira in São Paulo State, Brazil, on 2380. In fact, it's believed to be the only Brazilian active on that band, heard carrying out tests nearby, actually in the same town, by Luiz Shane Neto in Rádio Escuta's Yahoo group. He was hearing it in the daytime as of June 24th. And another Brazilian, Jorge Cunha, says he was also hearing it at 22 hours. Not sure if he meant universal or Brazilian time. Canadian broadcasters start turning off DAB transmitters, reports Leslie Stimson in Radio World of June 24th via Mike Terry. CBC has told the CRTC it's shutting down its digital transmitters in Montreal, which had been broadcasting the Eureka 147 system since 1998. And we also had a report recently that CBC and others were closing down the Toronto DAB transmitters. Why? Because hardly anyone had a receiver and was listening to them, aside from a DXer here and there. Lucio Otavio Boborovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, reports a tentative log of Central African Republic on 7220, June 28th at 0645 to 0712 in vernacular and some words in French, High Life Music. This station has been inactive for some time. The World Radio TV Handbook listed this frequency as irregular with a 20 kilowatt transmitter at 07 to 17. But we're not positive that's what it is. There had been a report that HCJB was providing them with a new low-power transmitter, but that was supposed to be, as we've already reported, on 5035. So check 7220 for a possible reactivation of Radio Centrafrique. A few months ago, we reported that China Radio International had bought out all the airtime on KGBC 1540 in Galveston, Texas, in order to get into the Houston market. Mostly in English, of course. However, it soon became evident that the signal was not good enough to really penetrate into all of Houston. Now there's a report that they have added another medium wave station on the other side of Houston, KYND 1520, licensed to Cypress, Texas, to the northwest, says Steve Luce in Houston. He heard them as of June 23rd. He says the programming is not parallel to the output on shortwave from China Radio International. Looking up the FCC data, I see this station is a daytimer plus critical hours with 3 kilowatts reduced to 2.6, but they do have a major lobe to the east-southeast into Houston. But apparently they're not on the air at all at night. Well, they'd better not be with KOKC. Sergey S. says CRI pays top dollar to buy airtime at local stations worldwide. That's the reason for those relays popping up here and there. But of course, there are no commercials, just CRI. That mysterious relay, believed to be from Elcor in Costa Rica, of Radio Republica, the Cuban clandestine on 5954.21. Reported all the way from Sweden by Anders Hultqvist in Shortwave Bulletin, June 15th, signing on at 2300 and off at 0224. He says it was very strong. Meanwhile, Terry Kruger in Florida noted as of June 26th at midnight 20 UT, it was in the clear, no more Cuban jamming as there had been previously. As others have also noticed, Anders Hultqvist says when they sign on at 2300, the frequency is 5954.21, but then it starts drifting down till it settles about 5954.15. Alan Pennington in the UK notified members of the DX Listening Digest group in advance that Scandinavian Weekend Radio had a special transmission June 25th and 26th, as usual on a Friday night, starting at local midnight into Saturday. This was called Midnight Sun Radio for obvious reasons. On their usual frequencies, 11720 or 11690, 6170 or 5980. Medium wave 1602. You have to check their website for details of which frequencies are in use at which hour. And 1 week later, their regular monthly broadcast, our July 2nd into 3rd, celebrates their 10th anniversary. More details at www.swradio.net for the low-power Scandinavian weekend radio in Finland. But that's not all. Now there's another private shortwave station in Finland planning a special broadcast in July. It's Radio Hami, H-A-M-I, on the 15th to 18th of July on medium wave 1584, FM 104.9, and shortwave 6120. According to Hanno Rompainen in medium wave circle, Radio Hami is a temporary radio station yearly from the Finnish Amateur Radio League summer camp. It has an address in Helsinki. 6120 rings a bell. We know it was one of the old frequencies of YLE from their Pori transmitter site. I expect it's no coincidence that Radio Hami will be using it. Oh, the website for more info is radiohami.fi/in-english.shtml. As many international stations are cutting back their shortwave output, here's one that is adding another language. Radio France International starts broadcasting in Swahili July 1st, say DX Mix News Bulgaria. And here's the schedule, all of them relayed from South Africa for 28 minutes each in the mornings and 58 minutes in the evenings. 0430 on 7360, 0530 on 9835, and 1500 on 12015. But the Bulgarians point out that the last one will collide with Voice of Korea in Russian, which is about 12014.6. Here's a rather alarming item from Kai Ludwig in Germany. KEF, the body responsible for determining the financial needs of the public broadcasters in Germany, asks both Deutschlandradio and ARD member institutions to close down long, medium, and shortwave transmitters. They expect statements on the subject for a meeting in September. KEF will audit if the continued operation of these transmitters is still economical. On June 23rd at 0612, midsummer conditions allowed me to pull in a signal from the Radiophilia service from Greece on 11645. It's supposed to be the English hour, including a relay of BBC World Service. But I did not hear anything but the usual Greek music they play so much at other times. Then from John Babas, we learned that there is a new schedule for Radiophilia effective June 21st, part of which is relayed on shortwave 11645, 05 in French, partly from RFI, 5:30 in Spanish, 06 in German, 6:30 in Russian. From 7 to 8 and 8 to 9, they have a couple of Greek programs of their own. Then English finally appears at 09 to 9:30, followed by Turkish at 09:30 to 10:00. However, this nominal schedule has been disrupted immediately by strikes at ERA and the Voice of Greece. First, there was to be a 48-hour strike on June 28th and 29th, and that was apparently reduced to 24 hours on the 29th by Greek journalists and media workers, part of a nationwide strike declared by the trade unions, meaning even more music fill if on the air. On the 29th at 09:10, Noel Green in England said all three shortwave transmitters were off the air, but Tuesday is the usual maintenance day, so someone was on duty to switch them off. They would not be switched off if no maintenance was to take place, logically speaking, but maybe this does not apply on strike days. Then on June 30th, the Media Network blog quoted GreekReporter.com that contract workers who occupy posts, technicians and journalists of national TV and radio have taken by storm the entrance gates of the radio mansion, not allowing the permanent employees to enter the building, on which they have set up a banner saying, "No captivity, permanent occupation now." This concerns more than 1,000 employees in ERT for many years with contracts concerning specific times who lose their jobs as their contracts are terminated today. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1519. Consult our website for a lot more info, the non-commercial worldofradio.org. Many thanks this week for financial support via checks in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, from Dan Sheedy in California and Robert W. Gruska in New York, and also via donations through PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com from Robert McKinty and Larry and Jane Will in honor of Michael Ketter. After a few months on 6135 Seabreeze or Shiokaze via Yamata, Japan, the service about abductees by North Korea has changed frequency back to 5910, observed by Ron Howard in California, Wednesday, June 30th at 1403, in English, with personal data about the abductees. And 6135 was being jammed, not yet jammed, on 5910. However, 6135 was conflicting with his long path reception of Madagascar. Yoshi Ohashi in Japan tells us he's received Radio Dengi Kurdistana on 3995 at 1410 to 1430 UT, June 26, starting with Koran, ID, and music, not to be confused with RRI Kendari Indonesia on the same frequency, but very weak. On June 24th at 2225, Bruce Fisher in Massachusetts heard an ID in Arabic on 15305, nothing listed on that frequency. Ivo Ivanov soon had the answer. It was Radio Kuwait conducting test transmissions in Arabic to North America, relayed by VT Communications in Skelton, UK, but only for 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, into UT Saturday, June 24th to 26th. They were 2 hours each, at 2200 on 15305, at midnight on 11720, and at 02 to 04 on 9855. I heard all of those the following evening. Coming in pretty well, although at 03 there should have been a collision with VOA via Botswana. It's surprising that Kuwait is so interested in broadcasting Arabic to Western North America that they would even test a relay via England. We don't know if it will become permanent, but it went off after that 3-day period. Now we know what really matters to Radio Netherlands for Holland's games in the World Cup. They put on a great number of additional transmissions, covered only in Dutch, of course. For example, on July 2nd, when Holland is playing Brazil, there are about 13 special frequencies, some of them with more than one transmitter from many different transmitter sites. A previous game in the morning here, we were hearing very well on 15525, which is via Bonaire. Thanks to Wolfgang Büschel for the schedule. All the details, of course, in DX Listening Digest. More reports from North America of Radio Fly, the new Papua New Guinea shortwave station. Walt Samaniv, NBC, heard it June 30th at 11:43 on 5960. Very good, with nonstop Western vocals. However, it's slightly stronger on parallel 3915. And 5960 has some adjacent splatter, while 3915 was totally in the clear. An ID at 1200, still going strong at 1220 with a John Denver song. He says he prefers 3915 due to less interference. ID and time check at 1231. Also reported in Cumbre DX by Bruce Churchill in California, June 26th on 5960. From TuneIn at 0755 with a sportscast in English. And he was still hearing them at 0820, but nothing usable on 3915. As Hasegawa in Japan reports, hearing an All India Radio regional station on 4837.2, signing off at 16 UT for about 1 week, but 1700 on June 22nd. He wonders if it's AIR Gangtok Sikkim, varying from its nominal frequency 4835. July 4th is Alex Anderson Day in Sweden. Another special transmission on VLF from station SAQ, 17.2 kHz CW. At 0900 and 1200 UT, they say startup and tuning of the transmitter about half an hour before these times. Reports welcome and will be confirmed by QSL. For details, see www.alexander.n.se. Thanks to Mike Terry for that. The clandestine for Uganda, Baganda Radio via France, 15410, Saturdays only at 17 to 18 UT, has been replying to reception reports. Seems they have a basic form letter, but different people get some variations, so they are personalizing it. Bjorn Fransen in Sweden forwarded the version he got to Shortwave Bulletin. Among other things, they say, I don't know about your island Jutland, but there are quite a few Baganda in Sweden. We're grateful for all the help Sweden have given our people through these difficult times. These replies are coming from Alex Kalazani Kigongo. See www.ababaka.com. A strange development in the UK from the Southgate Amateur Radio Club via Mike Terry. The BBC is taking over radio TV interference investigations. Ofcom are passing responsibility for this to the BBC starting June 30th about TV or radio interference or reception problems, apparently even including the hot issue of power line telecommunications. Jerry Plummer notified us in advance that WWCR would be testing a frequency it had used previously, 5070, at 09 to 11 UT, Sunday, June 27th only, instead of 5890. No word yet on whether they'll be going back to it permanently, at least for those 2 hours. I've been enjoying, among others, lots of sporadic TV and FMDX, analog from Mexico and Canada, and even some from the USA. All the details, of course, in DX Listening Digest. This is on VHF, but don't forget that HF is also affected by the ESCAP openings. David Hodgson in Tennessee was hearing the studio links in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on 11 meters. June 27th at 0220, carrying programming from KSCS 96.3 on 25990 Narrow FM and from WBAP on 25910. The end of an era for radio in St. Louis. The final day of KFUO-FM as Classic 99 is July 6th. Chuck reported this at AMFM TVDX, leaving the air following sale to a Christian pop music rock broadcaster. So starting July 7th, it'll be something else. Fortunately, KWMU 90.7 at UM St. Louis has added an HD3 channel with classical music and will include the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra starting in September on Saturday's live broadcasts. Last week, we reported that X-band station WHKT 1650 in Portsmouth, Virginia was back on the air with different programming, no longer Radio Disney. But it seems the station's former programming is being acknowledged finally. They're cleaning out their file of reception reports and issuing QSLs. Reported by Roberto Pavanello in Italy, Mauricio Milano in Spain, and Hanu in Finland. And Hey Huybens in Belgium, reporting to PlayDX and the Medium Wave Circle. Some of these reports originally date back to 2006. On a vacation trip through California and Nevada, Tim Hall from San Diego reports a number of interesting low-power and short-range TIS logs, primarily on the X-band. But he also found some pirates in the Reno, Nevada area on 1620. One was called Radio Amor. Strong signals all over town. Seemed to be too strong to be Part 15, Spanish Religion and Variety. And on 1710 in Reno and Sparks, a pirate or Part 15 using Radio Something Vida slogan, another one with Spanish Religion and Variety, but weaker than the other one. Eric Loy in Catlin, Illinois, has been hearing an apparent pirate on 87.9 FM called Lighthouse Radio. Apparently it's in eastern Illinois or western Indiana. Dave Marthouse says Dice Electronics has produced a talking HD radio for the blind. They started shipping last week. Details at www.dicelectronics.com/ITR100A-info. Via Kevin Redding, ABDX, a presidential memorandum unleashing the wireless broadband revolution, proposing reallocating 500 megahertz of spectrum. Check the White House website for the press release dated June 28th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued June 29th. ANKNSC's peaking at 15 and 4 June 30th and July 23rd, 10 and 3 July 13th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping from 75 through July 5th to 70 July 12th to 17th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1519.